I'm sure some of you have siblings like I did, experienced something we heard about today in the reading. If you ever were a Boy Scout, which I was, and did some overnight camping, if you ever did some overnighters with your friends, if you had a brother, they were notorious for this. If you were the one in a family that had great, great difficulty waking up, then you're about to remember that you experienced this. Have you ever had someone throw cold water in your face while you were asleep? You become suddenly awake. And all this crazy, you know, suddenly awake. That's kind of what's interesting. It's in the gospel this morning. You hear a couple saying they became fully awake when they realized what they were seeing with the transformation of Jesus Christ. Also, I like what Peter said, and I hope every one of you today in the sanctuary can say, it is good for us to be here in the sanctuary today, but being fully awake. I'm in a position at the university that there are about twice a year, I have 2 months where I do the same thing hour in, hour out, day in, day out. And over a little period of time, I become a little bit dull to what I'm doing. And in my position, in my responsibility, I am privileged to be listening to young people and non-traditional students who have these wonderful goals and want to be able to get a degree so they can advance down in life. And the stories I hear are absolutely incredible, and I'm very blessed. But sometimes I get a little dull in listening because I hear another and another and another. But you know, every once in a while, a story comes along and it'll catch my attention, and all of a sudden I realize I need to be fully awake because this person sitting across from me is very special and has very special needs, and that I need to pay attention. And it catches me. I don't know about you. Have you ever said to yourself, oh, this is so easy, I could do it in my sleep? Lent. I grew up on the Protestant side in a church where we just kind of came into Easter. We kind of rolled into Good Friday, and by Monday after Easter, we were done. But we had great celebration as we kind of rolled through that week. Nothing like what we do in Catholicism, so I wasn't experienced much later. And I'm so thankful for the season of Lent because it does for me in my spirituality, because sometimes I get a little dull in my spirituality, and that allows me then, as I go inside, you know, and I begin to seek, and this is available. And by the way, if you didn't get one, we're out of them, you can go to the website. It's a great little book. It's not too late yet. There's 6 weeks of Lent. There's 40 chapters with daily stuff, so you can still get these through the website. Lent allows me then to take that time to look deep within and to become fully awake spiritually about what God wants to do in my life. It's important that we become awake. And if you are fully awake, fantastic, stay there. Why is it so important that we be fully awake as believers in Jesus Christ? Because you always want to be ready for that opportunity that's presented to you where you have a chance to minister the love of Christ or his peace or his strength to someone who needs it, because so many people are desperately in need to experience him. And you can be just that vehicle. An example. You drive the same route every day, and all of a sudden there ends up being an individual on a corner who's holding up a sign. Okay, first day, do you look at them? Or does it make you nervous? But what about all of a sudden they're standing there the third, the fourth time you go through, the fifth time you go through? What happened to you? If you're fully awake spiritually, you're not going to fall into that lull about, well, why don't they do something about it? If we're fully awake, this is my own example for me. Instead of turning and not looking at them, or at least give them a smile, you know what you can do when you're fully awake in God? You can pray for them. God sends somebody to this person that can help them and go on your way. Be insensitive to what's happening out there, because there's so many individuals that need to feel and see and experience God's love. When you become fully awake and we allow the Spirit to move on us through this lamp, that's part of the fasting that takes place. Instead of eating, you take time to look and minister and find Him and get your spirit alive in Jesus Christ. Because when you become fully awake, I promise you, you will realize more than ever how much God loves each and every one of us.